Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Questions that have been answered by Nick Caserio and questions that remain post-draft. What are the biggest questions facing this squad as we head into the season now that the draft has concluded? What do you feel best about? What do you feel worst about? I'll start with the wide receiver core. You have to feel pretty good about this wide receiver core when you add Stephon Diggs to it. Would you like perhaps guys on the back end to stay healthy, maybe take the next step, John Mechie or Xavier Hutchinson? Yes. But as far as top end 1 through 3, I won't say I don't think that. You've never felt this confident about the top end of a wide receiver core with the Houston Texans than you do with Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Stephon Diggs in no particular order. I don't know that you can feel much better than that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you've had that kind of proven depth. And I know the proven can be relative in terms of Nico and Tank being a rookie last year. But to have that kind of proven depth, it's been a while, maybe since the Andre and late days of Andre, you know.
Well, I don't even know that he ever had a number two guy, though, really.
Well,
like as far as the top end, like I don't, like 1 through 3, I don't know that Andre, I think that was one of the bigger knocks.
Well, didn't DeAndre and him have a little crossover?
But that was on the back end of Andre.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were never really.
At the end of Andre's career, that would be about the closest.
Yeah, I would say even DeAndre and Will Fuller, that Deshaun Watson, with how good Fuller was with Watson. But as far as 1 to 3, I don't know that you've ever felt that that good about it. D'Amico's defense. Defense was something that they emphasized. The D-line, I would say they answered those questions. I know that the interior of the D-line, not the big names that many people would have hoped, but when you add Danielle Hunter, you add Autry, Will Anderson's naturally going to get better. I would say the talent on the edge increased significantly, and I think as a result of that, indirectly, it positively impacts the secondary
And linebackers. To be honest, I think you know, one of my big concerns, if you're talking about, you know, how you're feeling after the draft, looking at the roster, and there's still going to be some more tweaking of the roster to do. But my only question would be linebacker. But the linebackers got better with what they did up front. Not to mention the secondary, as you mentioned.
the O-line. A lot of it has to do with injuries. If you look at this O-line and you know that you have Titus Howard coming back, you have the guys on the interior coming back, hell, you drafted a tackle in the second round. While we were addressing all the needs leading up to the draft, there was a portion of fans, portion of loopholes, people on the text, people on the YouTube that would say, well, the O-line is still the main problem, which seems like we've been hearing that for freaking ever. Do you feel any better about this offensive line, just given the fact that there's going to be more health?
No. I mean, that's not the right thing to say when you got two guys that are that highly paid. But I just I don't feel better about the offensive line. That's a prove-it, you know, unit, so to speak. But still, you know, I know what Laremy Tunsil can do. So I'm not worried there. I don't know what Titus Howard can do. I don't know what Kenyon Green's going to be. I don't know about, I mean, I feel good about Juice Scruggs, but you don't know. Shaq Mason, who knows where that's going to be. Blake Fisher, where does he fit in? The offensive line right now is probably the one area where you're like, you shrug your shoulders and you go, well, let's see. let's see how they look, because I think it's going to change. I don't think there's going to be a lot of patience, especially on the interior offensive line, if they're not producing.
Yeah, the exterior should be a non-negotiable. Like, you should be good there.
But is it?
Given the ROI, I don't know. I think it all rests on kind of Titus Howard. I also want to see how Tunsil's moving as well. I mean, he had the hurt knees last year. Can you rely on that? Then you have the natural, and this is kind of, it can be over-romanticized depending on how you look at it, the target on the back. You guys have gone from being the hunter to the hunted. I don't know that that's really a factor with the way that D'Amico Ryans carries himself. I don't think that too many guys on this team think that they're coming into a situation where the division is just theirs. I think those are the expectations. I think that's what they're going to work for. But as far as like some sort of rat poison being consumed and rat poison being eaten, if the Texans lose the division this year, or if there's a fall off outside of other variables, my trust in D'Amico says it's not going to be because they ate some sort of rat poison or they ate the cheese. It's just going to be because this division, despite the fact that it doesn't seem like it's getting acknowledged as a division that was as close as it was last year, it's not going to be if they lose it because, well, they ate the rat poison.
No, that's the last thing that's going to happen. If they don't win the division, I think they will. I think they've got the quarterback. They've got the proven players on both sides of the ball. We'll see. But if they don't win the division, it's going to be because the schedule is a lot tougher than it's been in a long time. The division was already sort of nipping at your heels or ahead of you all last season, and may have gotten better. And Indianapolis, you know, it still has a wild card at quarterback that who knows how good he can be. So, yeah, no one's going to be reading any press clippings, that's for sure.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Then you have the Whoopi, what used to be the Whoopi, Houston Astros. 10 games under 500. If you want to talk about kind of the changing of the guard when it comes to the vibes here, listen to Nick Caserio at the end of his draft press conference. Old Nick, talking about baseball, the state of the Stros. After Giddy Caserio had put together his draft class, Nick Caserio, he went Oppo Easterby. Easterby was talking about the Astros playing baseball. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the once Whoopi of Houston sports.
No, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, you know, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us. So.
All right.
Kind of let his guard down there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Kind of let his guard down, but he's not wrong either. Right now it's, I'm not used to it. Right now, Houston's not used to it. It's going to be interesting to see if this continues, you know, all year long. Then you go into next season with a lot of questions, and players certainly traded from the Astros or moved on or whatever, how this city reacts. Because it's giddy and it's fun, and the Astros are winning and they're going to the ALCS. Boy, everybody's on the bandwagon and it's awesome. boy, when things go bad, and especially if the Texans are rising, which they are, I mean, this could be like a pretty significant about face in this city.
Yeah, and I think people have been kind of starving for it. Just the uniform unveiling last week, not even necessarily the release on social media, but just the overall party. I don't know that I've seen that much excitement. I do think, I don't want to call it a buzzkill. Day two of the draft, there wasn't as much oomph to it as anticipated. The build-up to it and then the actual picks, the process, it almost feels like now we've got, well, we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. But it wasn't like initial excitement, which around here, that's not the end-all, be-all. There was displeasure when J.J. Watt was selected. So there's a lot of – but as far as like just excitement, day two of the draft is this. Ah.
I think a lot of that is just because it wasn't the names that we were talking about as football fans, not just us on this show. So there was a little unfamiliarity. Like, so if you're like, oh, you're not drafting Edgar and James. Well, crap. You're not drafting, you know, Cooper DeJean. Well, crap. You know, you're not doing this. Because we had been, as a community, as a football community, we've been talking about these guys for so long.
You've been Edgar and Cooper. I was thinking Edgar and James would be, that'd be sick.
Edgar and Cooper. It's just like, so it was kind of like oh, wait a minute. That's not the guy we were talking about. So I think that's part of it. But rest assured, the Texans right now are in the best position they've maybe ever been to just dominate the city.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What will it take to eliminate the trust? Is the Astros trust gone? Because you used to just trust the Astros. Is the Astros trust gone? Like, has it disappeared? I was talking to someone about this the other day, and they brought up the best point about the Astros and why the Astros, like, you can't expect the Astros to get back to where they were.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. And his whole line of thinking, and I think it was a good way to put it, is if you ever look at this stretch of dominance that the Astros have had, and it's not all their fault. There's multiple variables. But if you go from, let's just go from 17 to 24. Let's go 7 years. How many teams during that type of stretch have had three GMs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to say, well, you know, this coach went away or you moved on from this coach. But how many teams, like, because typically when that happens, when you have that type of dominance and it's historical dominance, you have the same GM more times than not. Like, mm-hmm. It's the same general manager more times than not. It's even the same coach. So, like, the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson can leave and then you can go to a conference championship and then you can win a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer and the foundation that was laid out, it can last, you know, it can overcome like changes. But when you go from Jeff Luhnow to James Click, By the way, I might owe him an apology, by the way. I didn't know they were going to do it like this. You can even make a case that Jeff Bagwell had an offseason, if you want to Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson and all that type of stuff. And then you bring in Dana Brown. How are you going to maintain greatness, especially if philosophies are changing and you're having all these changes? So that's why I think the Astros are just plummeting. Like, you can't convince me. If you told me that Jeff Luhnow was still here or James Click was still here and that things were like at least resembling the way they were, then I would be able to say, okay, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. But how am I supposed to, with three or four GMs, depending on how you look at it, go back to 2017 and say, this is why it's going to stay this way? And I think when it comes to the Texans' trust, and you look at a draft like the Texans just had, and let's be honest, if you showed anyone this list of players, and you can be honest with yourself or you cannot, but if you just, without any preconceived notions and any thoughts that the Texans were the one who made these picks, if Landry Locker, John Lopez, or Figgy Fig put together a mock draft, and we put the names that the Texans just selected on that mock draft, you would cook our asses.
Yeah.
You would do it. I mean, you would cook it. You'd be like, what in the hell are y'all drafted? A tackle? Lassiter? Are you kidding me? This guy ran a 4.6. Bolick? Did you watch his highlights? Stover? Goodness gracious. He's only been playing tight end for 2 years. What? Hill? He's played linebacker for 1 year. He was at Oregon. A running back in the sixth round? What about all these other good running backs? Oh, this guy, what position does this offensive lineman even play? Like, you would cook it.
Mm-hmm.
But because you trust D'Amico, because you trust Caserio, what they do, you can trust. The Astros have lost trust. And I think a lot of people, you're flying blind. You're basically blindfolded because you're trusting something that's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same. Like, if the Texans have a bad year and it's still Caserio and D'Amico, and I'm not trying to compare what they've done, but you trust it. You trusted Jeff Luhnow. You trusted A.J. Hinch. You kind of developed some trust for Dusty Baker and James Click. Then you didn't know that James Click was going to get replaced with Jeff Bagwell for a second. Now, all of a sudden, Dana Brown, what has he done to earn your trust? Yeah. So that's why when you talk about the arrow pointing up or the arrow pointing down, if you're supporting the Astros, you're doing so blindly. Like, there's no substance to it. We don't know these guys.
Yeah.
It's not philosophically aligned. We've had a seven-year stretch with three or four different GMs. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened.
I think, you know, trust, that's the word that I said that came to mind when it came to the Texans draft. If you had one word to say, it's trust. Now, one word when it comes to where the Astros are and why they're declining, and they are, they're declining, is I don't know if the what exact if this is a word or a hyphenated word or two words, not equipped. They're not equipped from the top down to be what they were. They don't have the prospects. They don't have the leadership that you just outlined. They don't have the pitching, the superstar pitching. They're not equipped to withstand any more of these losses. Like, they were once equipped to withstand Springer not being here and Correa not being here and Greinke moving on and Gerrit Cole moving on. They are not equipped. And this is why I'm so adamant about they're done. They're done. Because this record last year or 2 years ago, they were still equipped to get better and get well.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't have the young talent anymore. They don't have the pitchers. Their relief staff would always overachieve. You know, like, I'm talking about middle relievers, not even the back.
Yeah.
You could get guys that would just be overachieving because he had such a pool of relievers that you could pick and choose, like, the ones that were having a good year or improving or whatever. The Astros are not equipped to win anymore.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, and the reality is, naturally, it could have happened. Like, you could have
happens to everybody.
Fallen off. You could have it could have happened, but there's no identity.
Yeah.
You used to find Ryan Pressly. You used to find guys in the bullpen. Now, all of a sudden, you're paying Montero $11 million. You're bringing in Josh. There's no identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. So there's just that natural plummet. There's that natural fall, and it's not hard to see. Like, you can follow it blindly and cross your fingers and hope that some sort of switch is flipped, but
yeah,
you don't have A.J. Hinch, you don't have Dusty Baker. It also, on top of that, it doesn't feel like you hired a very good manager. Like, it doesn't feel like Joe Espada is a guy that you want leading any ball club, mm-hmm. nonetheless this one. So that's where you're at, and it's just kind of like a little bit of a 180 with the Texans because it's very short. and there's way less of a body of work. And the Texans, spoiler alert, they will not have a seven-year stretch like the Astros had. I don't know that we see that in the history of this city, but the Texans, in a very short time, at the snap of a finger, they've earned trust while the Astros have lost it. And that's why you see all the excitement that you see with the Texans, even when they do something that no one in their right mind before would have been excited about. And you see the Astros now, it's kind of where
they're at. That's the other part of this. This city has never seen anything and never been as crazy in love with a squad like it's been with the Astros the last 7 years until the Texans get there. Because it'll be times five, times ten. And that's no slight to the Astros, because we know what they've done for this city, on the field, off the field, all of it. But this is, at its core, this is a football town, man. I mean, this is a football city, and it's going to be much bigger even than what the Astros, if they can do it.
It's crazy what's happened, but it is definitely happened. Coming up next, it is time to confess, Lunchtime Confessions. Here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.